fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. I want to continue today to talk about St. Paul, or to listen to St. Paul together, hopefully, as he explains and unpacks the thing that is most burning in his heart. He writes about in his letter to the Ephesians. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program the last couple of days, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all archived there. And I've been talking about, in the context of the season of Lent, this season of purification, of battling against, you know, the world of flesh and the devil, battling against sin, all of that is for a purpose of allowing ourselves to be more surrendered and yielded to Christ, and to be yielded to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that's within us. It's not just sort of the annual workout, the annual spiritual workout of some kind, or let's just kind of, all right, let's remember we need to be more generous. Let's remember we should probably pray more. It's much deeper than that. And I think St. Paul can help us see and understand better where the Lord has taken us. Because what the Lord's after is the transformation of our lives. He's after making us saints. He really wants us to keep saying yes, and Lent is meant to be a season where our yes goes deeper and deeper, and our surrender is deeper and deeper, and we're letting go more and more of idols, not just temporarily setting them aside so that we can pick them up in 3 or 4 more weeks, but that things get stripped from us, taken away, and we gladly let them go. We can't always strip them by our own strength and power, but we yield to the grace of the Holy Spirit, who knows how to disciple each and every one of us, to bring us under the discipline of the Lord. That's totally right and totally healthy, and it's completely life-giving. We can look at Lent like, oh man, what a drag. It's kind of taking all the fun out of life and boring, and I don't like it. Well, we don't like it largely because, number one, the flesh doesn't like it. You know, St. Francis said, you know, it's bitter to our nature, this thing of obeying God. It tastes to us initially as bitterness. Ah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to say no to myself. I mean, I have all these spontaneous drives and desires in myself that seem so desirable and so much fun. I want to do that. I don't want to have to say no to what is spontaneously bubbling up in me. I just want to go with the flow because I want to feel good. That's a tremendous deception. And St. Paul wants us to know that, and all the saints do the same thing, that unless we can discipline the flesh, the demands within us to just be preoccupied with what we want and what the world is selling us, because we're suckers. We are, we're suckers. We buy it all the time. The world is selling us new comfort, new pleasure, new identities, serving up new idols all the time. And we tune in, we receive them, we buy them, we gather around them because we're looking for happiness. We're looking for fulfillment. We're looking for joy, ultimately. But we're getting sold a counterfeit because our minds are darkened. We don't trust God. We don't even know who we are fully in Christ. And we don't know the amazing thing that God has done in us. But until our minds get renewed, we're going to kind of slog along, if that's the right word. We're just going to feel like, okay, I'll do this Lent thing, and it's like a ball and chain, and I'm kind of dragging myself around, dragging this heavy weight around, and I can't wait for the chain to be cut off and sort of get back to life the way I like it. It's just, that's a kind of a picture of what Scripture talks about as a darkened mind or a mind still at some degree in bondage and not renewed. And so I was using chapter 3, and we'll get to chapter 4 of St. Paul from Ephesians, where Paul's talking about the great mystery and revelation that's been given to him, the grace of this astounding vision of reality that Paul has been given in Christ and he's communicating to us. So I won't, you know, retrace the steps I gave yesterday, but I think if you went to listen to yesterday's programs, you'd enjoy them, might even be inspired by them. So verse 4, Paul says, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ. Now, Lent is meant to be, for us, a season in which we gain a deeper insight into the mystery of Christ. It's not just a spiritual workout to sort of get more disciplined. The discipline has a goal in mind. The discipline isn't its own goal primarily. It's a means to something deeper, which is to allow us to be more yielded to the Holy Spirit, who's been given to us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead has been given to us to help conform us to the person of Jesus Christ. And part of that means our mind is conformed to Jesus. Our mind is touched by the Holy Spirit. And that means laying hold of the mystery of Jesus Christ and what that means for my life and for the whole cosmos, the whole of God's reality. Okay, so Paul says, you'll gain insight into the mystery of Christ, which Paul says, this is important, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. As I mentioned yesterday, when it was revealed to Paul, a rabbi, a man who understood completely the revelation that had already come through the people of Israel, and it was all pointing to this fuller revelation, but it wasn't completely there. It was genuine revelation of God, the story of creation, right? The Torah, the commandments, the teaching of the prophets, the kings, all of that's there, the Psalms. And it's all gradually, the revelation, the light is shining and it's getting more and more intense, but it really explodes. Doors are flung wide open in the fullness of time when the person of Jesus Christ, the complete revelation of God the Father, because what is the revelation? The revelation is, who is God? Who is God? What is God? What is all this? The revelation came completely in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, at the fullness of time. John the Apostle calls Jesus the Word of God. Jesus is God's Word. He speaks to all of his creation, and what he speaks is his Son. And he speaks a word, and in Jesus is everything is revealed. Everything is laid bare. The meaning of everything is given to us in the person of Jesus Christ. So Paul's saying that full revelation did not come in past generations, but it's come now through the apostles and prophets who God has touched, who've received new life in Christ, been baptized into Jesus, and have become partakers, again, of what St. Peter said, literally have become partakers of the divine nature. And their minds were touched. Their hearts were healed. How did that revelation come? By the Spirit. What's the Spirit? Is it just a vague force out there that everybody can kind of touch and tap into on their own, according to their own pathway, or whatever guru might be leading them, or whatever they might be smoking to help get it, whatever it is. The world kind of looks at spirit as like this vague force that everybody sort of taps into how and when they want to. That's not what Paul's talking about. What Paul's talking about is the third person of the Trinity, a person, the Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The deepest mysteries that's being revealed is that God is a communion of persons. That's the most mind-blowing thing. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. At the ground of all being itself is a communion, is love, is family love, is so deep and so profound, it's what's created everything. And it's that Holy Spirit who anointed Jesus in his mission, who overshadowed Our Lady, who is the source of the power for the incarnation, who empowered Jesus' entire ministry, who raised Christ from the dead, who raised him to glory at the right hand of the Father, and it's that Holy Spirit that Jesus pours out into the earth to establish the church. It flows from him. I've said this many times, and I hope I say it another 1,000 times, maybe even in the season of Lent and the celebration of Easter. The Holy Spirit can be given and is poured out because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And who is Jesus? He's the God-man. He's both God and man. He's taken on human flesh. He's one of us. And now it's that man, Jesus, through whom salvation comes to the whole world. And he's the perfect Son who's now received at the right hand of the Father, and our future, our destiny, what we were made for, that is to live with God forever, is realized in Jesus. One of us, the new Adam, Jesus Christ, has now passed through, you might say, the birth canal of death and entered eternal life. He's taken with him human flesh. He's taken with him human nature. He's taken with him the image of God in man, and he's taken it to the right hand of the Father. And now there's the beginning of the new creation. When Jesus said, "Behold, I make all things new," there the human race is made new. And it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that did that work of salvation and grace for the human race. And it's from there, Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is poured out into the earth for all those whose hearts are directed toward God and who repent and receive the grace of baptism. So St. Paul said, it's that Spirit who has a special mission from the Father and the Son. It's the special mission of the Spirit to bring human beings from death to life and to reveal to every human heart the truth and the majesty and glory of Jesus Christ, his Lordship. So Paul's saying, none of us knew that until the Holy Spirit came. He goes on in verse 6, he says, that is how the Gentiles are now fellow heirs. What he's going to do here is he's going to step deeper into the mystery. What is it that was revealed to us by the Holy Spirit? Not only the majesty and glory, but he talks about the mystery of Christ. And the mystery of Christ, as I touched on yesterday, is the realization that Jesus has come to save the whole world, and that the promises of Israel, that they were heirs to the messianic kingdom, that promise is extended not only to Jews, but to the whole world, to all those who come to Christ and receive him. So here's how Paul describes it. He says that is how the Gentiles are fellow heirs. Again, the Gentiles are what? The nations, the non-Jewish world. How the Gentiles are fellow heirs. Heirs what? To the inheritance of the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses. They're fellow heirs with the Jews. They're members of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Let me read that again. They're partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Friends, there's so much there. I'm just going to touch on a little bit and have to take this up tomorrow, because just in that one verse, it's completely packed. So they're heirs to what? To the promises that were made to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. All the Gentiles are now able to become heirs as well because of what Christ has done through the gospel. They're members of the same body. The wall of division between Jew and Gentile has been brought down, and they are partakers of the promise. I'm going to start tomorrow's show with that. Encourage your friends to join in. This is a good way to walk through Lent together. If you're thinking of your kids, your family, your friends, maybe your shut-in parents somewhere, that they really want to be built up, let's walk together through the promises of St. Paul and share in this communion as we make our way through Lent together. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.